WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There are lots of observations about the weather and the changes that may be coming. In 1840 in England, Reverend Dr. Brewer wrote a guide to the scientific knowledge of things familiar, specifying the following about the relation of pressure to weather. The fall of the barometer, or decreasing pressure, means in very hot weather, the fall of the barometer denotes thunder. Otherwise, the sudden falling of the barometer denotes high wind. In frosty weather, the fall of the barometer denotes thaw. If wet weather happens soon after the fall of the barometer, expect but little of it. In wet weather, if the barometer falls, expect much wet. In fair weather, if the barometer falls much and remains low, expect much wet in a few days and probably wind. The barometer sinks lowest of all for wind and rain together. Next to that, wind. The rise of the barometer, or increasing pressure, means in winter the rise of the barometer presages frost. In frosty weather, the rise of the barometer presages snow. If fair weather happens soon after the rise of the barometer, expect but little of it. If wet weather, if the mercury rises high and remains so, expect continued fine weather in a day or two. If wet weather, if the mercury rises suddenly very high, fine weather will not last long. The barometer rises highest of all for north and east winds. For all other winds, it sinks. When the barometer is unsettled, or you have unsteady pressure, if the motion of the mercury be unsettled, expect unsettled weather. If it stands at much rain and rises to changeable, expect fair weather of short continuance. If it stands at fair and falls to changeable, expect foul weather. Its motion upwards indicates the approach of fine weather. Its motion downwards indicates the approach of foul weather. Now, these observations of the pressure hold true for many other locations as well, but not necessarily all of them. Storms that occur in England, which is located near the end of the Gulf Stream, bring large pressure changes. In the United States, the largest pressure changes associated with storms will generally occur in Alaska and the northern half of the continental U.S. In the tropics, except during the passage of tropical cyclones, there is very little day-to-day pressure change, and none of these rules apply. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.